The nominees for the Best Documentary Feature Oscar were announced this week, which narrows the field from 238 films to just 15. The final nominees will be announced next month. One on the list is Time, which features the story of Rob and Fox Rich, high school sweethearts who married and started a family in the early 90s. During a time of desperation, the two made a failed attempt to rob a bank, and both were sentenced to prison. Fox served 3.5 years, and Rob was sentenced to 60 without the possibility of parole. After Fox Rich was released, she spent the next 2 decades working to free Rob while raising the couple's 6 boys. In the film, Fox reflects on those years.
Time is when you look at pictures from when your babies were small, and then you look at them and you see that they have mustaches and beards. And that the biggest hope that you had was that before they turned into men, they would have a chance to be with their father.
Rob Fox was granted clemency in 2018 after serving 21 years in prison. Time is available on Amazon Prime, and we spoke with Fox and Rob Rich when the film was first released last October. Fox, I want to start with you. A lot of the film is video that you shot yourself over the years when Rob was incarcerated. Did you shoot that video so that you could show Rob what was going on while he was in prison?
You know, I actually picked up my camera, Tanya, because when I married Rob, it was the happiest moment of my life. And I was so excited that we had started a family. I wanted to document every aspect of it. 6 months into marriage, we found ourselves facing 297 years in prison. And so I wanted to capture those moments so that whenever we could move past this, we could hold on to some of those moments together and they wouldn't be a total loss for Rob.
Mm. Rob, you had a lot of material there over the years that you were able to see. What did you think as you saw those images of all of those events that took place while you were in prison?
It was a bittersweet kind of moment for me. You know, one, just realizing how much time had managed to escape us. At the same time, sweet, and knowing that it was finally over, or at least that phase of what we were experiencing was finally over.
Yeah, you know, the big time stamp were the twins, because Fox, you were pregnant with the twins when he went away to prison. And then we got to watch you go through raising them. And then your other timestamp was like, I want him out of prison before the twins turn 18 years old. This film was directed by Garrett Bradley. How easy or difficult was it to open your home and really bare your soul to filmmakers? I mean, what did you think when she first approached you about making a film?
You know, I just was honored because, one, just to have someone as young and talented as Garrett Bradley is, have a desire to tell our story, which is not just me and Rob's story, but the story of 2.3 million Americans that are incarcerated and their families. More so when we connected for the first time, I knew that our family was in love with her and that through that love, we would be able to tell one of the greatest love stories of all time, a story of radical love and resilience.
The robbery that got both of you sent to prison was to fund a hip hop clothing store. One of the other striking things about this film is that we see what remorse looks like, your pain, your children's pain. How many times over the years did you ask yourself, what were you thinking?
You know, I think we concluded a long time ago that we as human beings have to give ourselves rooms to make the not so good choices and still know that we can be okay in knowing that I'm not the worst thing I've ever done. One of the most powerful moments for me was when Rob reminded us of what happened to us. And he says, baby, we lost our confidence because of the action we had made, but we got to forgive ourselves. We made a bad choice, Fox. We're not bad people. And so when you can settle into that, you must, as a formerly incarcerated person, not buy into I'm bad or I'm less than or the labeling of convicted felon, because it will really take you down a road. You got to love yourself enough to forgive yourself so that others, you feel like you have earned the forgiveness of others. And that's what Rob and I and our family tried to do, be better than the worst thing that we have done.
Rob, the love that Fox has for you, I mean, it kind of leapt out of the screen.
Wow. He had me crone. I mean, you know, that's the only thing that really got me about this film of Gary Bradley's is that she opens it up with me croning the love of this man.
It definitely is felt like it's palpable. I think anyone watching this knows it and understands it. Mm. But I want to know, Rob, did you feel it in prison? And was that part of what got you through?
I definitely felt Fox's love. It was able to penetrate through prison walls. And was so thankful to hear when the film came out, one of her speaking engagements, where she was talking to a group of young ladies and she was talking to them about identifying their significant other. And she said that whoever that someone is, that someone should be who you would be if you were in the male body. So for her to think that I am her and she is me.
You shouldn't even have me blushing after 34 years. Saying, isn't this ridiculous?
That's amazing. But Rob, did you ever feel like during your time in prison that you might not get released? I mean, 60 years without parole was your sentence.
It was, but my commitment to Fox and my family was greater than that. And I had committed and made a vow before the altar that I would be married to her till death do us part. And part of that is also making sure that nothing or no one would take us under. And that he included the system of Louisiana's criminal justice system. Dying in prison or not getting out of prison was never for either of us.
No.
There's so many feelings I think that people will have when they watch the film. We see in the film over the next two decades, Fox, you calling judges, talking to secretaries. At one point, you talk about a high-priced lawyer that took thousands of dollars and then told you that nothing could be done. And all I kept thinking about was something you said earlier about so many others who are incarcerated and don't have Foxes in their lives.
You know, and it is a tragedy, I think, what incarceration does to a family, period. And it's not even about having Foxes in their lives. They have to be their own Fox. And Rob had to be his own Rob. This was definitely a collaborative effort. I just think one of the most powerful comments to me was Lincoln's when he said that determine a thing must be done and then we shall find a way. We as citizens, everyday human beings, we have to determine that a thing must be done. Rob and I always knew we would restore our family. It was just a matter of what way would be available to us. Hmm.
As I mentioned earlier, one of the most bittersweet parts of the film are your sons. I mean,
aren't they adorable? Oh my God. I love those boys. They make us so proud.
But we're not talking one or two or three. You have a house full of boys. How did you keep Rob alive for them to be like a real presence in the family?
I think that Rob just did it for himself because he was determined. Well, you know, your fathering technique.
Right.
Yeah.
I know for me, one big thing is an article that I read in a Men's Health magazine once, and they spoke about the fact that the average American father spends about 8 hours per month engaged with their children. And when I thought about the fact that we were afforded at least two visits per month, each visit could last, you know, in excess of 6 to 7 hours per visit. When I looked at that, I figured, I said, well, I could contend with the average father. If they're only being able to put 8 hours of engagement time into their children, then I could manage to put the same amount of time into my kids. Hence, started my journey of fathering from behind bars.
And father, he does. It has just been, you know, people like to give me the credit because I'm the one that they see. But he is like Charlie on the other line telling the angels what to do. Because when those rascals would try to be little young men on me, I would say, you just wait to visit. You're going to go see your father this weekend, you know. And just think now you take them to visit. And it wasn't like their father has never so much as raised his voice at them. But just the thought of going to redress a situation with him was moving enough for them to get themselves together.
You know, this film really lays out the realities of incarceration. And Fox, I mean, you've said this. There are families behind people who make bad decisions. And yes, you've done the crime and now you do the time, but the pain and the trauma is real. What's the message you want people to take away from this film?
I think what Rob said earlier is that love never fails. Love is life's only valid expression, and it dissolves everything that is not of itself. And then the other piece would be never give up. Anything worth having in this life is worth fighting for. Our families are worth having. Our families are worth having. And therefore, no matter what situation we find ourselves in, we must fight for them.
Rob.
My message is that people will walk away from the film empowered, because it's kind of like one of those David and Goliath moments where you go up against the system. And, you know, our family went up against the system of Louisiana, and we came out victorious on the end. That I'm hoping that this movie serves as a call to action to people.
Yes.
That they will start to take action and right the wrongs that they want to see corrected.
Rob and Fox Rich are the focus of the documentary Time, which is on the short list for an Oscar for Best Documentary Feature. Nominations will be announced on March 15th, and the Oscars are on April 25th. But we have to live.